today on My Fix It Up Life.
We're deep inside the big wide world of outdoor living with the North American Deck and Railing Association at Deck Expo in Chicago.
We're tooled up to talk decks, fences, pergolas, and getting the whole house ready for winter with some of the industry's most dialed-in experts.
It's all about finding cool ways to save money on your heating bills, help your deck survive and thrive all winter, and get you prepped for extreme weather until spring comes along.
So come on out and join us.
It's all happening now on My Fix It Up Life.
Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad that you walked in tonight into My Fix It Up Life. My fix it up life.
Got paint prep? Do it the high way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. It scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
You want to play a little
happy song?
Maybe you're a song, maybe you wanna roll my windows down, cruise. Yeah, when I first saw that bikini top on her, she's popping right out of the South Georgia water. Oh, good Lord, she had them long thin legs. Couldn't help herself to walk up and say, maybe you're a song, you maybe wanna roll my windows down, cruise. Kind of back home, going stop sign through the middle, every little farm town. You, in a brand new Chevy with a lift kit, roll a lot better with you up in here.
Come on!
Baby, you're a song, make me want to roll my windows down and cruise with you.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life. We are cruising. We are here at the NADRA booth at Deck Expo. Hugs and kisses all around. Oh, let's hug and kiss. Let's do it like this. We only drink like this at home. It's that's how in love we are.
We're
that couple.
We're that couple.
That couple. Also, by the way, we do it with our guests now. I'm sorry.
That's nice.
And our guest... The inimitable, ooh. Inimitable, Grundy, DIY Network, Cool Tools, Blonde Cabin,
yes,
solid, talking about giving it back.
Giving it back today.
Yes, giving it back. Giving it all around, giving love.
A lot of love.
Helping people.
I'm feeling the love.
That's a poem. Williams, write it.
Feeling the Grundy love today.
Yes.
That's good. For a bad song, that was terrible, actually. Thanks.
Right?
Thank you.
I'll take over from here.
Feeling that Grundy love today.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
All right.
That's it. Now this portion of the program is going to be brought to you by Sweat.
Okay.
It is about 1,000 degrees in
it's
here.
It's pretty
right
hot.
Now. But you're hot. You're making it happen with Rebuilding Together and the Tradesperson of the Year. And just the overarching mojo of doing well and doing good.
Yeah, you know, there's a process that comes along. People want to give back. Rebuilding Together gives that platform for people to be able to do what they do. They're skilled tradespeople, and they give back to the community. They volunteer their time. I mean, there's over 100,000 volunteers that are around the country doing what we do. And there's 187 local affiliates. They're all over. Some people like to say close to 200. Some people like to round up. You know what I'm saying?
I like to round up.
Oh.
Do they? Yeah.
Do they?
Some people like to round up.
Jotting that
make it
down. Jotting
make
it down.
Easier. Yeah.
There are 4 billion affiliates. I've rounded up in an interstellar manner.
Yeah.
It's kind of amazing that
yeah.
there's 4 billion.
Yeah, yeah it's yeah. pretty amazing.
So,
yeah.
But yeah. rounding up.
But people, they give more than what's expected. They give more than what's asked. And, you know, there's a Tradesperson of the Year. We're going to honor them today. There's tons of runner-ups. So many great people doing what they do. I love them. I hug them. I get near them, and I feel better. I've said to many a person, you're a better person than me, and I'm okay with that.
Now,
I want to say, though, you go out.
I got a great one.
Just stay there. Stay in position.
Oh, all right.
So, but you give back, too, because you go to Rebuilding Together projects, and you've been to them in so many different cities around the country, and you're not just showing up and saying hello and giving out hugs. You're actually working, too.
I do enjoy it, you know, and I'll say this for as long as I live, that I learn from everybody I meet. And I go and do these volunteer things, and, yeah, I bring whatever I bring, but I'm getting knowledge from people. I'm getting new tricks. I'm getting new things that I haven't seen before, things that I can improve on. So, you know, it's not only helping other people, but selfishly, I'm helping myself, too.
So I have no idea what my other hand question was before, just for the record.
Yeah.
So even if you're just fantastically selfish,
mm-hmm,
to go and do something selfless,
mm-hmm,
is a way to even bone up your own DIY skills, your own contracting skills. If you're a pro, do some marketing,
mm-hmm,
because Rebuilding Together doesn't happen without the pros, right?
Right.
I mean, we've been on sites, all different sites,
right,
some together, and they're crawling with trailers and trucks and roofers that there's only so far the volunteers
but
can
I
take.
But I want to say, too, that volunteers, regular volunteers that aren't tradespeople,
mm-hmm,
they do make a difference, too.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, somebody needs to paint, somebody needs to plant the flowers and,
mm-hmm,
do all the landscaping and pull all the weeds and carry stuff. And, I mean, there are people that are, and then they learn how to.
They're learning.
Learning skills they bring back to their own house.
That's
so
what I'm talking
you
about.
You don't have to be a tradesperson to volunteer, but the tradespeople, that's sort of the top of the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, we need to have those guys on site because sometimes you just don't know how to deal with it.
They're the lieutenants, you know, and we're learning from the lieutenants. And, again, it's for people who think, God, I wish I knew how to do that. Volunteer. Volunteer Rebuilding Together. You will learn so much and be able to do things in your own house, you know, on a Saturday afternoon. You'll be like, I never knew how to. Now you do. Now you do. And you can ask questions. There's a wealth of information when you walk into these places. And you can say, here's what's happening in my crib. Okay.
Do you have to do it that way?
Yeah, you got to get subtle.
You got to get low, too.
You got to get low.
Oh.
Close.
Okay. Subtle.
No, I want to jump off.
I was so subtle, I was lost that was subtle.
All right, boys. I want to jump off.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
Talking about learning from each other and Blog Cabin. Now, you are working with everybody on DIY Network.
Yeah.
Learning from each other. Are you picking up stuff from, like, Anitra, picking up stuff from Matt?
Absolutely. It's, like I said, the wealth of information where I go. I'm the host that's there the entire time, and these guest hosts come in and do their specialties, so whether it be a bathroom or a kitchen or a yard, whatever. And, every year I learn something new, and every episode I learn something new, and hopefully they learn from me, I learn from them. There's also the tradespeople we've been talking about. They're behind the scenes. They're there, too. And there's been times I'll be sitting there with Matt and think, how are we going to put that together? Hello? And we put out the call. And here comes a trace person.
Yeah,
please tell me there's an associated light.
Yeah, is there some kind of... And do they come with a cape and they just stand there?
Cape and everything.
Yeah. That's nice.
Cape
nice.
And everything. And a dog. You know,
a dog.
Sidekick.
Everybody needs a dog.
I may have just injured my larynx. Now, when you're building projects,
mm-hmm,
there, you're also doing TV. You're also doing crazy stuff. There's,
mm-hmm,
all these things happening, and you got to set up for shots for television, too.
Right.
Are you getting into, like, I got to climb up on top of this, I got to crawl under that to show what's going on or to explain something or just to be fun?
Yeah, we've got a great production team, and they're very good at anticipating. So sometimes we are going to go off script and something's going to happen, and they're great at being ready and being able to get in the hole before we get there, or get in the water before we jump in, or get up on the roof before we get up there, or whatever it is. And we do multiple cameras, so we could go at any angle. If they catch us, they catch us. If they don't, they don't. And we move on.
All right. So you're telling me there are people that exist on this planet,
uh-huh,
that can anticipate your next move?
They can anticipate that they can't anticipate. So they have to be ready at all times.
For every single thing that could happen.
They got to be ready, you know. And so, yeah, I mean, they got a camera, and they just don't never hit stop.
Or they calling up your mom and saying, hey, now what's he going to be doing next?
Sometimes they don't even have to call her because she'll come to the set with sweet potatoes, and then she'll be right there, and they just ask her.
What'd she bring them in? Some kind of pot, a jug of – what do they come in?
It comes in a vat. a vegetable vat. And, yeah, she can cook, man. I'm telling you. It's
that
awesome.
Is sweet.
Now, do you guys lay out some serious, like, burgers and the whole grill thing that happens after work?
Huge. We'll do it for lunch. Huge. You know, because, you know, we've been in locations like Maine where we have a lobster bake, you know, and all kinds of mussels and clams and whatever. And we were in North Carolina last year, and it was ribs, chicken, fish, and my mother's sweet potatoes. You know, she brought them up from South Carolina. It was awesome. Just awesome.
I just picture
this table in front of us covered with a mountain of food.
Oh, it's so good.
Plates on top of plates. You just take a whole plate off and walk away.
Yeah.
I heard there were dolphins at the last project.
Yeah.
Swim with the dolphins?
So I walked out as far as, like, I waded out into the water, and the dolphins were pushing the fish in so that they could corral them and catch them and eat them. So we saw their dorso. Is that what it's called?
The dorsal fin.
So we saw that. We're like, oh, my God, the dolphins are here. So, you know, you get as much naked as you can and just start going out. And it's a pretty shallow, the sound is pretty shallow, so you can walk pretty far. And, yeah, they'll come right up and go right past you. They're going fishing. They don't care about you. They'll just swim right on past you.
And now, did you reach your inner Tarzan and go, and they just came up to you and had little fish in their mouth?
I did that, but all the tradespeople came.
It might have gone with the wrong superhero.
Yeah,
probably Aquaman. Can I ask that question again?
Yes, go ahead.
Do you have an orange shirt from Super Friends that's got scales on it?
Yeah, I rode in on a seahorse.
Did you ride a seahorse?
It was giant. It was Jumbo. Jumbo seahorse.
And as naked as you can.
As naked as you can be.
Well,
I remember his outfit. That was essentially it.
Yeah.
So
good stuff.
So we've got food. We've got giving back. We've got the blog cabin.
Yes.
We've got us at the NADRA booth at Deck Expo.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You got Twitter. A lot of people send us questions on Twitter.
Give me a handle. Just give it to me.
The Chris Grundy.
The Chris Grundy.
Yeah, we follow The Chris Grundy on
Twitter.
You
should follow him, too.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
You should.
At My Fix It Up Life.
Yes.
At a break. We're getting out of here, but we'll be right back with more from the NADRA booth and Deck Expo at My Fix It Up Life. Woo!
The seaweed is always greener than somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. There's wonderful things around you. What more's Grundy looking for? Under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slip away. While we're divorcing, full time we're floating under the sea.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at rebuildingtogether.org.
I feel it in my bones to make my system grow. Welcome to the new age, to the new age. Welcome to the new age, to the new age. Whoa, 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 I'm radioactive, radioactive. Whoa, 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 I'm radioactive, radioactive. Raise my flag on my clothes. It's a revolution, I suppose. Painted red, be right in. Whoa.
Wicked reverb. I love it.
I love that,
Tim Williams. TimWilliams.com. Buy his music. He is awesome. See him live.
He makes
everywhere. Thunder.
Thunder.
Love it. I wish I had a better voice. Thunder.
That's good.
Oh, is that good? I'm going to do the rest of the interviews like this. How you doing?
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah. Totally weird. So I wanted to be one of those guys who does the movie previews.
Jaws 3, this time it's personal.
Yeah, not going to happen.
Then it's not going to happen. So
happen.
I got into home improvement instead.
Yeah. And we're joined by a guest right now.
Yes, we are.
Who probably wishes he brought a door over with him.
To close it on
me. To close
me.
It right on his face.
Brad Johnson from Therma-True Doors is going to check us down on a couple simple things that we can do to help save money, make the house more comfortable over the winter, which is forthcoming.
I kind of feel like we need us to have a snuggly blanket right now to get all cozed up.
I'm not ready for that.
No?
I'm not ready. I was just too far down the this is personal road.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome. I hope you really mean that.
Yeah,
I think he's leaving.
It was quite an intro.
Yeah. You know, don't mind these handcuffs.
That's right.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, we're excited to be here at the remodeling show. And although the weather in Chicago isn't cooperating that well, it is giving an example of what you can face as a homeowner when you enter into winter and all of a sudden your feet are cold.
Yeah.
Walking through your house. Or maybe you're having to wear the blanket, even though the furnace is on. And you're not sure why. And you're concerned, as you should be, because it means you're losing energy throughout your house. And really, energy efficiency is as much about cost as it is about comfort. And people want to be comfortable in their homes. So, of course, Therma-True provides fiberglass doors that are energy efficient and Energy Star rated. I think it's something like 94 or 95% of our product line is Energy Star rated. And so it provides not only the value of reduced energy usage, but also the comfort in your own home.
We have a Therma-True door.
But yes, and we used to have a 110-year-old door on our house.
A, wind tunnel. B, comfortable.
And I think that our door
just
is
throwing that out there.
An exaggeration of all of those things that can go wrong. You know, it was windy by the door. I mean, the hot and cold. It was just.
Right. Well, I tell people,
see outside around the door.
When the dog can get out and the bugs can get in, it's probably time to replace your door.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
But besides, you know, you see a million of these around this time of year. You know, tubes of caulk and all this different kinds of things.
See, we're talking about door sweeps.
You do have to do that. But when you're looking at your door, what are you looking for?
Yeah. Well, when you decide that it's time to replace your door, you have an opportunity to really upgrade the aesthetics of the door, because the door is constructed of fiberglass skins and a polyurethane core, so that's going to give you the energy efficiency and the comfort that you're looking for. The other thing that you want to look for, and that of course we provide, is a full system. So all of the components that go into the door that are designed to work together. So the door slab is designed to work with the door bottom, which is designed to work with the sill, which works with the corner pads, and with the rest of the door unit to keep the warm, keep energy either in or out, depending on what the season is. But so that's all the technical stuff that, you know, isn't too exciting. Where you also have an opportunity is to upgrade the aesthetics of your home, because while you're upgrading the energy performance, and of course that's where our Classic Craft doors come in. That between the construction of the door and being architecturally correct, the more detailed embossments, the wider panels, wider glass. To let more light into the home. All those features of that door really are something that I think homeowners should consider, because that actually can, depending on the marketplace, have an impact on the value of the home, the perceived value of the home.
Well, and the door makes such an impression on everybody who comes to your house. And it's not just if you're living inside your home, you're having company over, you know, that whole thing. Or if you're, like, looking, you're thinking about selling your house, too. I mean, that is the first impression. Before you go and check out the kitchen and the bath, which are really important, especially to us
as the mommy
people.
First thing you put your hands on in the morning and the last thing in the day.
Because we decorate our doors for every holiday. I mean, that's just such a huge thing that us mommy people like to do. And
I'm so down the road that I now bring a replacement door with me when I go to people's homes. If I don't like it, I take their piece of junk door out, I put one in, then I go inside.
Well, and people
now I'm here, where are the M&Ms?
People love to decorate the outside of the door, but I think what people miss sometimes is they live with the inside of the door. And so it can really have an effect on your ability to enjoy the inside of your home. If you have a lovely, you know, either wood grain or painted door with a piece of decorative glass that's basically backlit by the light that's coming in from the outside, it really it can be a beautiful thing.
And privacy glass, too. Privacy glass is really important, especially when we have people. We have a lot of salesmen that come to our house, door-to-door salesmen.
Yeah, apparently we're on a list. Can you help with
sometimes
that?
Sometimes I don't want to answer my door.
No, I can't.
Okay.
But privacy glass does do a nice job. It can allow light to come into the house, but then people can't see you walking by in your bathrobe, and that is of value from
that
time to time.
That's a good thing.
Huge value to many people in my neighborhood. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, and you may not want to see your neighbor walking by his door, so, you know,
heavens,
there's that too.
No. So we're going to slam the door on this segment because we've got to go to break.
Thank
you. Go to servature.com and follow them on Twitter because we do. And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Nothing's heaven. Deliver me in a black winged bird. I think of flying. Lay me down in a field of flaming feathers.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
And you're back inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark. And we are on travel.
Floor, Dexpo, Nadra booth.
Yes.
Killing it out here.
Killing it?
Yeah, that's positive
now.
I'm
loving it. You're killing it.
That's positive now. That's uh-huh. The way the lingo goes. That's what it's all about.
I'm not out here to hunt and to, like, spear new products. And
we're making it happen, though, and we're joined.
I'm embracing it.
By one of our friends.
Yeah.
Who, Lauren Hunter, Remodeling Magazine.
Hi.
Totally has had some time to be on the show floor. Do be our eyes and ears for the show floor.
And to go to some seminars, too.
Yes.
Because I've been reading your Twitter feed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope I'm not over-tweeting.
There's
no
such thing.
Follow me, please.
It's never happened before.
Okay.
It has never, no one has ever over-tweeted unless you break Twitter.
Oh, no. I don't think
Twitter?
I can do that. Probably not.
So let's start with some reverb on From the Show Floor.
Are we too close?
Very exciting.
Maybe got to turn it down a little.
We're good.
Yeah, good to go. Cool. Show floor report.
Yeah. So I started the morning with a press breakfast at USG. They have a new shower system. It comes as a kit. It's got everything that you need with a molded pan. It's like the foam kind of pan.
Yeah, right.
So you don't have to do a mud
bed.
Do the
wet bed and the mortar and the quarter inch per foot and all that.
It comes with the membrane that is almost zero perms and... So you have no worries about moisture getting behind the walls and all of that.
And it comes with it, so you don't have to cut the sheets and do all the things.
Yeah, and it comes with a simplified drain assembly that's just going to make installers' lives so much easier. It's awesome.
So what you're saying, Lauren, is even Mark could do it. I understand.
I think so.
I know how that goes. I understand subtlety and subtext. I'll just tell you that
Well,
right
I remember
now.
When you were putting in the shower in our house, you were not very pleased about the whole, there's a lot of choice words you use.
It was a disaster of a product. Absolute train wreck.
Well,
there was nothing, the inches were in metric, the metric were in inches. I needed a thickness planer at some point, which is not necessary.
Well, all of that is done away with this shower. Very cool, very cool. I'll write all about it.
What else? Yeah. You have one more.
One more.
Jumped
oh, boy,
out
oh, boy. You know, I actually passed by a booth, a company I had never heard of, Prazi or Prazi, P-R-A-Z-I.
Yeah, Prazi,
yeah. So they made the Grab-It thing for if you have stripped screws.
Yes.
It's a double-ended bit for your drill, and you put it in one side and clean out this stripped area. Then you put in the other side, and it pulls it right out. So a stripped screws, it's taken
care
of.
And he did it right there in front of
you. He did it right there in front of me, and he also has this product that it's like, it's a blade, it's a pencil, wait, it's both. So it's not actually a blade, but it's shaped like one. It fits in your utility knife, and you can just draw a straight line, you know, but
yes,
that's
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's called AccuTrax pencil blade.
Tracuax.
Something like that.
It's the track,
but it's very
act,
cool.
Pencil.
It's, that whole booth is stuff, the I wish I had thought of it kind of stuff.
Oh, wow.
Really,
I want to go by there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've seen that, and it is a utility knife, so you can make a very fine line
yes,
with that.
Yes, and you can then follow the whole line instead
yes,
of
and run it up
a
against
little notch
something
or
flat.
Something. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Very smart, yeah.
Very smart.
Okay,
okay, I
want to
ask you about the infographic. I saw you, I think, tweet about, that you wrote about,
yeah,
that homeowner fears.
Homeowners are moving away from DIY, so now we're kind of getting into a coming out of the recession and back into feeling more comfortable about spending our money. So they're moving away from DIY and into do it for me instead of do it yourself, do it for me. And the concerns they have are, am I going to get ripped off? And you know, how do I find the right remodeler? So it was interesting to see what concerns homeowners have. And I think it opens a lot of opportunities for remodelers to just open those lines of communication, talk about not just, don't just go out there and puff yourself up and talk about how great you are, but communicate and talk about what problems you can solve and be a guide for your clients, for your potential clients.
I'm a huge fan
yeah,
of that because yeah, I've seen so many different remodelers, mechanics, and so forth try to, I'm not really sure what they're doing.
Right. It's like
make
the
themselves feel good,
yeah,
overpower their customer,
yeah,
be smart. I don't know what it is, but they're gunning out so much jargon.
Right.
Yes.
I don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And dude, you've got to calm down. She just wants water to come out of her sink.
Yeah, and I think,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think the issue,
Johnny jargon.
Yeah, I think the issue a lot of times, too, is that remodelers just move forward with the conversation, like, what can I sell you next, instead of remembering that you're a remodeler and you do this every day all the time. The homeowner does this maybe once in their lifetime, maybe
right,
a couple of times for
right,
different areas of the home. So it's just about communication. And the other fun thing about that infographic is that it was talking about what homeowners would be willing to give up in order to have somebody do it for me. They're willing to spend their vacation days, give back their vacation days to have somebody come in and do a remodel in their house. They would give up eating out and watching the Super Bowl and all this other stuff.
Wow.
Just they are ready to hire, so open those lines of communication.
Now, did I see also on there that there's like a percentage of people who are afraid of zombies?
Probably.
I'm going to sip my coffee now.
I think it was like 3% of people are afraid of like zombies doing something, too.
I'll be over here.
You'll be over here?
Yeah, I'm out of the zombie
all
thing.
All right.
Now, if it's vampires, that's a whole different story.
Why, are you afraid of vampires?
They're real. Zombies are just a
what?
Joke. Are you kidding me? Sure, everybody knows that. Are you kidding me? So someone get me a soapbox because you just got me into it. I'm going to... Got to pop up and get on my soapbox. One of the things I honestly believe is what you're saying about being a really good remodeler who will get called back,
mm-hmm,
and who will have referrals and all those things, the lifeblood.
Right.
There's only so much direct mail you can send and websites you can have.
Right.
It's when Aunt Mary tells whoever, her neighbor, that you put in a great kitchen for them or
it's
built
all
them a
about
great
word
deck.
Of mouth. Mm-hmm.
Is that it's customer service. And it's not much different in a certain way than being a waiter. If you're not happy with the food on your table, you're not going back to that place.
Right.
And a lot of people don't think that. It's about their art and artisticness and how much they know.
Sure.
And that doesn't matter. Except that it does. That's a whole other thing. And my soapbox gets wobbly here, but I love to hear you say guide.
Yeah. I just think it's really important, and we try and talk a lot about it in remodeling. Just, you know, we do all the you know, marketing and search engine optimization, all that stuff that you need to know it.
Very important.
But it's really about talking and having a rapport with your clients. So
what are we going to be seeing in Remodeling Magazine from you coming up?
Well, we've got, actually, you know, going back to the product side of things, we've got an issue coming up in the spring. I believe it's our March issue. We're calling it our What I Like issue.
Ooh.
So we're going to be talking to remodelers to find out what brands, what specific products they love to use and why. Kind of a buyer's guide, but with real-world feedback of why this stuff is great. So we're keeping an eye and an ear out for all of those good things, and we'll talk all about, you know, new products and trends in that same issue. It's our product issue.
coming
up in March.
And you'll get the sort of carpenters on the ground, remodelers on the ground, why mm-hmm. they like it and why it's cool to install, why they can make more money using
right.
it,
mm-hmm.
those kinds of things.
What makes their lives easier, what makes their clients love them.
Scratch
so
what
I'm
I said
thinking.
About customer service. It's all about cash.
Well,
cash.
I'm starting to think, if you do a project at your house, if you're hiring a remodeler at your house,
mm-hmm.
you must be a really tough person to talk to because you know so much. But looking at you, I would say that you probably don't. You know, you look like me, like a, you know, just a mommy person.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I know everything.
We actually did have our bathroom remodeled a couple of summers ago, and I interviewed a few contractors. You know, I wasn't comparing bids necessarily, but it was really about looking for the rapport and coming up with someone who had ideas that would help me, you know, solve my problem. So.
And that's the key.
Yeah.
I mean, that really is it, because every house is different. Every relationship's different.
Yeah.
And you don't give the keys to your house to your lawyer.
Right.
But you do give them to the dude doing your bathroom.
You do.
And we have to go to the bathroom.
We do.
We'll be back with more from the Nadra booth and Deck Expo and my Fix It Up Life. Got paint prep? Do it the high way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. Scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
Got a home improvement headache?
Here's a quick tip from my Fix It Up Life on working with your spouse.
You can keep your relationship strong while you fix up your home.
Create a sensible budget together.
Be mindful of each other's time.
Get ready for dust and mess.
Compliment your spouse about their strengths before offering advice.
Slam, slam, slam.
And don't forget to smile.
For more quick tips, tune in to the My Fix It Up Life Show Saturdays at 10 a.m. on 1520 a.m. WCHE.
When a heart breaks, we don't break even, yeah. What am I gonna do when the best part of me was always you? And what am I supposed to say when I'm all soaked up and you're okay? Falling to pieces.
And you are inside my fix-it-up life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa.
And we are still at Dexpo.
Dexpo.
Yes.
Talking all things outdoors, including keeping the outdoors out. In the indoors in.
I kind of wish the Dexpo was outside, though, but not today, because Chicago's kind of a rainy day right now.
Today is grimy
yeah.
outside, and I can't make up the segue.
What's that?
I'm going to use it. We're talking with a deck expert about...
A Dexpert?
A Dexpert about cleaning your deck, because this is a popular time of year to clean your deck, to put it to bed for the night.
I have to say,
night.
Though,
yes,
Mark.
Yes, I don't have kids on my mind.
Mark, really?
Through the winter.
You know, who wants to clean their deck, though? It's a chore, right?
It's
you don't
one
wanna,
of those things.
But when you do it, you want to make sure you do it right, because you don't want to have to redo it or not have done a great job.
Well, and what John Pollan is here
our
with,
Dexpert.
Owner of Taylor Decks, is going to talk about the thing that lots of homeowners and many contractors use like it's a video game machine gun.
Okay.
The pressure washer. It's not a toy. It gets overused, and people ruin their decks.
Yes.
They lift the wood grain. They explode the cell structure of the wood.
It's like that commercial. I don't know what.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Where
that guy.
Yes, and he's going to clean.
And he cleans the patio furniture.
All,
and then, you know
everything.
What we're talking about?
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah, and it's like an all-stage insurance.
It looks
insurance.
Like fun. Yeah.
It is. I mean, it's actually kind of relaxing if once you know how to do it.
Yes.
And you take, slow down and do the, learn a little bit about it first. Be prepared for, in advance for something not to happen, you know,
right.
in case of something does. You know, so slow down and do those little steps first.
So
you got to know when to use it and where to use it, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what's that first step? If you're saying, okay, my deck's looking green or black or all these different colors, it's got mold and algae on it, I'm going to go buy or rent a pressure washer. What's really the first step in that decision tree for someone who doesn't know what they're doing like you do?
The best thing, if you've never done one or haven't used one, is use a smaller pressure washer, maybe a 2,000 or 2,500. You know, you start getting into 3,500 ones, the bigger ones, you can really do some damage. And what I recommend is learn about your tips. There's different tips, different fans, and do the the biggest fan first, because it's, you know, get used to it. Because the worst thing you can do is too much pressure, too small of a tip. That's when you start tearing the wood up. You're better off doing a bigger fan, smaller pressure washer. Then you can always put a smaller tip in it.
You can always add more power.
You can through your tips.
Right.
Yes. And
right.
And some pressure washer will even have a place where you can regulate your pressure. And some of them do, some of them don't. That's more the commercial grade ones you can do that with.
3,500 PSI and so forth.
Right.
Is that what you're talking about?
Right. And most contractors, you know, are, you know, the experts, we're going to do more of a 3,500. You know, the bigger ones with a wider tip. That way we can do it faster and it you know, like I said, it just cleans it better with a wider tip, more pressure.
Right, right. And when you're actually cleaning the deck board itself, so you've kind of dialed in, you know, how far do you keep the tip away from the wood? Is there a guideline, or does that change by the unit you're using?
It does by the unit and also the tip. And what I recommend doing is what I do is I don't come straight down on the board. You know, I'll clean the board three times, and I'll start one end of the board, and I'll come in between the seams. So it could get all the debris out between the boards. And I'll start on one end, and I'll go all the way down that board, and I'll... Just keep walking, walk with it, and be real fluid with the wand. And also, keep it at like about a 15-degree angle. Don't go straight down on, because you put a little bit of angle, it's kind of pushing that dirt along in front of you.
Sure, like you're blowing the hose down your driveway.
Exactly. And that's why I recommend, if you've never done a pressure washer, why don't you do your concrete driveway first, so you get a feel for the pressure washer. Because you're not going to ruin your concrete.
Touch, you haven't seen me work. I got a pile of rubble out in the street.
You work really hard.
Tickets on it and ordinances and stuff.
But
it's
that's a really good point, is to practice with it on something that you know that you, unless you're marked, you know, you can't turn into something bad.
I've seen people, I've watched them do it over the course of days and hours. If I've been working next door, it happens in the neighborhood, destroy their decks. Because they think the pressure washer is magic if you just hit it harder.
Now, when you see that happen, John, do you just try to tune it out, or do you have to go over there and just say, okay, this is what you're supposed to do?
Oh, it drives me crazy when I see that. It's like, please, please stop. Just let me have it. Let me do it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we've had people that actually ruin their deck, and we've had to come back and sand them down by hand.
Because they pressure washed it, too.
Right.
Yeah.
And the husband is not a good – he's in the doghouse for a while until it's fixed.
Oh, because that's a DIY mistake that you've been called in and charged thousands of dollars, I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
Billions of dollars.
Billions.
Yeah.
You got hundreds of thousands of dollars just in sanding pads. I mean, are you using, like, how do you do it? The floor sander? I mean, that's the first thing I'd go to.
We couldn't do it because, like I said, what happens a lot of times on that is you got your nails, you don't want to sand your nails off, so first you got to set all your nails or screws because you don't want to sand the galvanization off the top of the screws or nails.
Right.
And in some boards, it's not that easy. We had to do it with a hand sander. We had to do
like
it.
Belt sanders.
Belt sanders.
Oh,
belt sanders.
My goodness gracious.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a small deck?
No.
Like, if it's about as big as that couch you're sitting on, then that would be all right.
Oh, it was a 1,000-square-foot deck we had to do.
Oh, my goodness. Doghouse? Yes.
Yeah, the husband did it.
Yeah. Oh, no. Don't do that, everyone listening, because you don't want to, you know.
I mean, what you really want to do is you want to get a good cleaner, and because the cleaner does the work, really. The pressure washer is just really to clean it off, to push it off. You just want to get a good cleaner. And also read on that cart, on the container, what you're getting, how to apply it and how to use it. And things that people don't realize is you don't want to get this cleaner on bushes. You don't want to get it on... You don't want to get it on doors, metals, because a lot of times it'll react and change metals or glass. You don't want so you got to rinse all that stuff down first. You know, go ahead and squirt it down with water, and if you get it on there, it's okay. Just wash it back off with your pressure washer, but don't let it sit there.
My reaction to that is we have to take a break. So I'm
a
big fan. Let's take the pressure off. We'll be back with more from the Nadra booth and Dexmo and my Fix It Up Life.
I know what you're thinking. We were going down. And I can feel the sinking. And I came around.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
When the wheels come down, when the wheels come down, when the wheels touch ground, when the wheels touch ground, and you feel like it's all over, there's another round for you. When the wheels come down, when the wheels come down.
And our wheels are down, baby.
Wheels down, wheels up.
Wheels
up.
No, they're down.
We are flying high at Dexpo.
We landed here.
Yeah, but I'm going for
the Nadra booth.
For the high flying.
Really?
Yeah, wheels down means you're down. You've landed.
I'm on a comfy couch here at a trade
right
show. I'm
nap time.
Down.
I'm out.
Really?
Taking it out.
Get up here.
All right.
We're talking about getting your home ready for the cooler winter month.
Exactly. And we're talking about focusing on here at the Nadra booth, getting the deck ready in particular, and we're joined by an expert, Sean McAleer, who could possibly be of Irish descent. I'm not
little
sure.
A little bit.
Not sure. We're going to have to look into that. Who is...
All right, middle name.
No middle name. Parents couldn't agree.
They couldn't agree on Patrick?
That's my father's name. And my mother's name is Patricia.
There you go.
So,
oh,
sweet.
And all my brothers and sisters are all named after various saints.
Well, yeah. Sure.
Of course.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a little bit of Irish descent in our world, too.
Yeah.
So we like it. We'll see you on St. Patrick's Day for sure.
Absolutely.
But when it comes to a homeowner or even a contractor who maybe is a deck builder and doesn't really do the maintenance side of it too much, or a remodeler like I was or am, gets called to do the occasional deck, The biggest mistake I see being made and the biggest assumption I see being made by those categories of people are pressure washer's magic. It's going to do everything. Plug in, go.
Well, because it's fun. It's like demo. You want to get in there. You want to use the big stuff. Things have power. Wah, go crazy.
Yeah, and you don't have to sweat like coping, you know, crown molding and
it's
stuff like
instant
that.
Instant gratification.
Yeah.
You can just blast the deck and
yeah.
take the wood right off.
And then open a beer and you're all done, right?
Yeah.
Not that easy.
No, not so much.
Thanks. And the buzzkill is brought to you by Sean McAleer's Deck Medic.
what's
the problem solution? When you go and look at a deck, what's the first thing you're going to be doing to it?
The biggest problem with decking and maintaining a decking is everybody's looking for the magic bullet. They want to do this once, put on this magic coating, and they'll never have to do it again. And really, the key to it is consistency. Because a lot of these products that come out, there's products that came out with Teflon, silicone, all these products that people are putting on their decks, and sometimes they look really good the first time you do it. Pretty much you can put anything on a deck the first time. It looks awesome. The next time is when you have a problem, because if it doesn't break down properly, then you can't get it off. You go to wash the deck, and it comes off in patches, and then what people do is they turn up the pressure and try to get the coating off, and then they start digging in and digging in. Anything with a wax or an acrylic or basically waxes and acrylics are what most of the coatings are. Anything with that is going to break down unevenly. When you go to wash it, you're going to have patches everywhere. So you really need to, well, try and avoid those. But if you do have them, you need to use a stripper, like sodium hydroxide, to dissolve the coating and then wash it off. Because you're trying to use the pressure to take off the coating. You're literally taking off the wood.
Now, a stripper, is that something that you can use and it's safe for animals and plants and all that stuff? You need to be very careful.
You have to be careful because it's concentrated. Mm-hmm. I mean, the strippers, literally, when I started doing this, there were strippers that we used to use. Methylene chloride came in a black can with the skull and crossbones on it.
Oh,
that sounds
sweet.
Like it's right out of Arkham Asylum and Batman.
Oh, that is
big,
so nice.
Big 55-gallon drums of that stuff and smokes the Joker.
I stopped using it when I got into my truck and my boots were melting. I said, you know, it literally melted my Timberland boot. The bottom... They were sticking to the mat when I was checking on a job, and I'd walked across the deck, and I got in my truck, and I was like, you know.
There's no way.
Yeah, I
that
was.
That is unbelievable.
I was worried about it, you know, but now it's like, you know, after all the environmental Superfund sites we created, stripping decks with that stuff, you know, they took it off the market, and now you're not allowed to use it. So the stuff now.
Does it have a happy face on it? instead?
Yeah, it has a happy face on it. It has a little
instead of the skull.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The stuff, sodium hydroxide, actually, in minute amounts, they sell it for balancing the pH in koi ponds. So that's actually how safe it is. But in a concentrated version, you have to be careful with it. You have to read the instructions. You have to really be careful with it.
You have to wear gloves, and you have to take all kinds of precautions.
And does it make sense in some cases to use, to put the pressure washer down for a minute and use a scrub brush and just, you know, like you're washing your dishes. You know, you don't just run them under the sink.
That's a real good point. Like when you're doing the strippers, when you're using the strippers, you want to put the stripper onto the deck and use a stiff brush and work the stripper and let it dissolve before you hit it. Because once you hit it with the water, basically you're diluting it. And now you're soaking the wood on the deck. So when you go to re-strip it, you're only getting 50% effectiveness of that stripper because the wood is full of water. So it's diluting it down. So you can re-strip it if you have a little bit left. But the way, what we recommend is when you do it, when you're doing it, you put your stripper on, you use your brush, you really work it good, and take the time. Because if you rush into the power washing, you're going to just end up doing a lot more work on the other end of it.
Oh, you're going to end up doing it twice.
You're going to end up doing it twice, which sometimes you have to. If you have a real big problem on a deck, it's like the magic bullet thing. You're not going to get all that coating off that first season. So if you can get off 80% of it, you can put a clear onto it, a clear sealer. We use a clear oil. I don't know if I can name manufacturers, but
yeah,
what we use, the Wollman. Wollman has a clear oil sealer. It's a raincoat. It's an oil raincoat. And it's a great conditioner for a deck after you've done a strip. And what you do is, if you're going to do it this time of year and you have a problem coating, you want to get off the deck, you strip it, you do it twice maybe. That other 20%, just leave it. Put the Wollman clear oil on it. Let it sit for 6 months. When you go back to wash it, a lot of times you don't even need stripper to get the rest of that stuff off.
Okay.
So you're not trying to beat the hell out of the deck the first time around and get everything off, because it's not going to happen.
So you don't want to win that battle. You have to let you win the war.
Right. Yeah. And let nature help you out, because you're going to get the stuff that's broken down off real easy. So the other stuff that you've exposed that's been protected, now you've broken into it a little bit, the oil penetrates into it, and as it oxidizes and breaks down, nature is breaking it down. So when you go to rewash it, maybe you only have to do a spot strip next year, and then you're good to go to put on a nice coating.
What about the magic bullet for? I'm going to get you to give us a magic bullet at some point. There's got to be one. I'm kidding. do these same detergents and strippers work if someone's got a grill on their deck and there's food and grease stains, in addition to all the other stuff?
Yeah, once you've gotten oil soaked down into the wood, it's in the wood. I mean, you can pre-treat it with less toil, believe it or not. You put that on there, and that helps it. But once you've got those black grease stains deep into the wood, you're only cleaning the surface. You can't get down below.
Because it's actually absorbed into the cell structure of the wood.
So you might as well just stain your deck black then.
Just stain it black.
Which is dark stains are very
popular. I think that's kind of hot.
Well, we've got to roll like a rolling stone out of here when we paint it black. We'll be back with more from the NADRA booth at Dexpo and my Fix It Up Life.
Well, I've been the Wilder over for many the years. I spent all my money on whiskey and beer. But now I'm returning with gold and great store. And never will play the Wilder over no more. And it's no name. I play the Wilder Rover, no, never, no more.
Hey, Teresa, have you noticed our energy bills have been lower the past several years?
Absolutely. Ever since we replaced our drafty old windows with energy-efficient Simons and vinyl windows, our bills have definitely gone down. And I've noticed it's more comfortable in our home, too.
You know, selecting the right windows for your home does matter. If you're considering a window replacement project, check out Simons and Windows. These award-winning premium vinyl windows are custom-made for your home.
To learn more, visit Simonton.com today.
And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more. Will I play the Wilder Rover? No, never, no more.
And you're back inside my Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
NADRA booth, Dexpo.
Oh, you're getting back in the chair.
I'm in. You know why? Because we're joined by...
Oh, your brother from another mother.
My brother. Where's Grundy when you need him? Because I can't say that with nearly the, quote, subtlety with which he said it.
I think Mr. Andy Engel is actually the, like, I don't know, the calmer...
Competent?
Side of him.
How...
So you bring that out of him. Now, still a little bit silly, still a little bit crazy. But
Andy's got to, we got to give Andy.
But more methodical about that whole insanity that my husband brings.
Well, I'm older, so I've learned to relax a little bit.
Vastly older.
Oh, you're going to, like, take a nap even.
Yeah, even.
Oh, can we?
Yeah.
This part is
we're on couches here, and they are plush.
It is pretty sweet. It is pretty sweet.
And
it's in the Nodger booth.
Andy is a senior editor at Fine Home Building Magazine, knows all about houses and can enter the conversation anywhere. His focus is on decks.
He can enter through the door, through the window, through...
I've even come in through the ceiling when I took a bath step.
Have you?
Yes.
What
happened?
Putting cellulose insulation in an attic, and I missed a joist and stepped right through the ceiling.
And then you're in the living room or whatever.
Well, the hallway upstairs it was. Yeah.
Right.
Me and about, you know, 5 bales of cellulose.
Mrs. Jones, I'll get that.
I'm just checking on this.
I just want to make sure your drywall is good. It's fine.
That's
as it turns out. Yeah, passes the test.
Yeah.
But in terms of keeping stuff out of your house and getting ready for disasters.
Sure.
What's your experience in that, and especially in the cold months that are coming upon us, for getting ready so that if it happens...
If you lose power, is that where you're going?
Yeah, fill in the blank on it.
Sure.
It could be a snowstorm.
Well,
it could be a late season hurricane.
2 years ago, around Halloween in Connecticut, we got 8 inches of snow when the leaves were still on the trees. And so we had tree branches down on wires. We were, at my house, out of power for 9 days. So
long time.
It's a long time.
It is a long time.
So, you know, it's helpful to have a generator. That would be the first thing you would want. And you have to be, you have to have gas for that on hand. You have to have fuel stabilizer in the gas, because if you store gasoline for a year and you have no stabilizer in it, it will gum up the workings of the generator. And it's important.
And that may not necessarily show up. This is a question, I guess. If you're, like, running your snow thrower, your lawnmower, your leaf blower.
Right.
But the generator's going to be...
Yeah, and it's stuff that... How often would you use a generator? Maybe once a year? So you've got a tank full of gas sitting in there. You know, that's why the permanently installed generators actually run on propane or natural gas, not gasoline.
Right.
But, you know, you don't need a big generator to run the whole house. What you really need to run in most cases is just your refrigerator to keep the food that you've got in there from spoiling. If you've got a freezer, it's very easy to lose $500 worth of, you know, frozen food.
Yeah, yeah, because it's... just now no longer frozen.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happened to us last year.
That hurricane
came through.
Hurricane
Sandy.
We were out of the power for like 5 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And drinking water. You've got to have drinking water. If you're on public water, you're probably fine. But if you have a well, no electricity, you don't have water. So we always keep 5 or 6, 7 gallons of water in the basement just sitting there for when these things happen.
Would you, if in this eventuality, especially the well situation, I grew up with a well, leave like a clean trash can outside, just fill it with snow?
You could do that. You can melt snow if it's that time of year. Bring it in. You know, presumably you can keep your house a little warmer with fireplaces, wood stoves, what have you. Even things like propane lanterns throw off a bit of heat.
Okay. If you recommend I get a wood stove, by the way, I'll get one today.
You should get a wood stove, Mark.
We have a wood stove, but it broke, so now it's in our garden.
How did you break a wood stove?
Something
Mark
in it
break
broke.
Pretty much anything.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, the competence thing before.
Right.
There's some element in the catalytic converter inside, and I guess throwing a log in there, it broke, and it cost more than the stove.
And
yes,
so
to fix it. So now it's outside.
Yeah. So now it's outside,
yeah.
And we could have had
lovely in our garden.
Well, and it might be nice to have a fire out in your wood stove in the
we
garden.
Do.
In,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We
yeah. Nice place
do.
To read a book.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
It's
mine
true.
Only has, or Fine Home Building Magazine.
You should
matter.
Absolutely be reading Fine Home Building Magazine.
Can you give us a little sneak peek behind the covers of what you're working on and for forthcoming issues?
Oh, sure. Well, a lot of the articles we focus on this time of year are energy efficiency. People are starting to think about wintertime, and it's not just storm preparedness, but how do I keep my energy bills down? And that's key stuff. We have a lot of deck-focused articles. In fact, we do a special interest publication every spring that is 90-some pages of nothing but decks. And that's my bailiwick.
Do you get to build some of them? Are they brought in from, like, different articles that have been done? Or
well, in this case...
Is it the show house?
Well, we have a project house.
I'm sorry.
We have an old wreck of a house up behind our office that we use as kind of a laboratory. And, in fact, this year's deck issue shows a deck that Mike Girton is building on that house. But that's just one article. We deal with deck builders, contractors throughout the country, actually get them to write the articles because they're the experts. Editors have a job because carpenters aren't necessarily the best writers, so we kind of fix up what they do. And we go out and take pictures of the process. We try to make it very photo-driven. When photos aren't working, we'll have illustrations done. So we try and make it so that the reader actually can look at that project and say, oh, I can do that. I understand. And they can even take those lessons and apply them more broadly. You know, I'm not building this exact deck, but these same techniques apply to what I want to do. And that's our goal, is to educate people in a fun way.
I like that.
That's
my mojo.
I really like, and I have to be honest with you, every word that I see that you write that I think I'm interested in, are there enough clauses in there?
Yeah. Backpedal.
Well, you wrote an article that blew up on social networking about being, quote, smart and being, quote, a carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
And even Jeff Devlin from DIY Network posted it on his own Facebook page with, like, you know, the Rocky hands in the air. He was so excited.
I didn't realize it'd gotten that far.
Oh, yeah. He was out of his mind.
That's
he thought that was great. In the minute and a half we have left, mm-hmm. can you explain everything that was in that?
Oh, sure. it really was a memorial to a man who was my mentor when I became a carpenter. And it talked a little bit about my own background as a confused early 20s-something guy who wasn't fitting in well in college and really wanted to go nail things together for a living. And who had been told by everybody, my mother, my guidance counselors, my teachers, that you're too smart to be a carpenter. And I didn't care how smart I was. This is what I wanted to do. And the Warner, the fellow the memorial was for, really was the guy who kind of gave me the courage to stand up against those people who were saying, no, don't do this. And I think that, you know, in the end, his influence... He changed my life. And,
wow.
Yeah.
And
too
sure,
smart to be a carpenter. That is just a bunch of baloney.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely,
and,
absolutely.
And there are no, you know, I'm not the only guy who says that.
Yeah.
Mike Rowe says that. There's a book out there called Shop Classes Soulcraft.
Oh, yeah.
Which hits that note very well. Really, people underestimate trades in general because you have to know what you're doing. You have to understand processes. You have to understand how houses work and how physics works. You to be a good tradesman, you have to be fairly smart.
And to be a good business owner, you have to understand people, personalities, and psychology, excluding mine.
Ah.
So we're going to go to a break. We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Life from the Never booth at Dexpo.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
Take my picture.
We're back inside my Fix It Up Life, and we are at the end of the show.
And we've had a lovely time visiting inside the Nodger booth at Dexpo in Chicago.
We talked about keeping the cold out, keeping the warm in, keeping your deck thriving and driving.
And keeping the love in, too.
So check out our videos on YouTube, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, check out what we're pinning on Pinterest.
And tune in next time for more my Fix It Up Life.
Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we
fix it of life. This is my fix it of life. My crazy fix it of life. This is my fix it of life.